Toby Mac, show up, choose love. You're listening to The Takeover on Life FM and joined in the studio by Kelly K, naturopath, for this.
Wellness Wednesdays on The Takeover. Brought to you by station sponsor, Kelly K, naturopath. Book your free discovery call today to uncover better health and quality of life.
Kelly, welcome back.
Having me back.
It's so good to have you in the studio again tonight for another Wellness Wednesdays. And tonight we are looking at a topic that is very relevant because we're going into winter in what, like a week? And it's getting very cold outside. Immunity is something that we're all thinking about. We're all thinking about, you know, better hygiene or better, like, you know, the foods that we're eating and trying to avoid getting sick, right? So that's why we're talking to you tonight about immunity.
Yeah, awesome.
Okay,
there's a lot going around. So
we were going to start by talking about the lifestyle factors that can contribute to poor immunity or just poor immunity in general. So what would you say causes it?
Well, I think it's a accumulation of a lot of different factors. So sleep is a really big one. So if people are burning the candle at both ends and not getting enough sleep or poor quality sleep, then that's going to have a really big impact on your immunity.
Okay.
And then stress as well. So if you think about stress and, you know, the stress response, we often talk about the fight or flight response, which is a fantastic process that happens for our survival, really, and to help us get out of a life or death situation.
Yeah.
But the trouble is when you're in a situation, for example, you know, you step out into the road and a car's coming and you've got to get out of the way really quickly, or you're in the bush and faced with a wild animal, you know, that's a situation where that fight or flight will kick in. And in that moment, your body is not interested in fighting off a virus, amongst other things. So, you know, all those non-essential systems kind of get put on the back burner. So your immunity is really, really affected if you're in a stress state a lot of the time. So managing stress is really important.
Okay. Can I ask a question about that? Is that stress itself preventing the body from having strong immunity, or is the stress actually causing our immunity to drop, if that makes sense?
Like,
what would you say to that?
So the stress that we experience, or when our body's in that stress response, we have increased stress hormones like cortisol, and that suppresses that immune function because it's busy doing other things.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to protect you from something, which for most of us, we're not in a life or death situation in that moment, hopefully. So, you know, when we have that ongoing stress, we're having that constant immune suppression going on.
Yeah.
So if you are experiencing chronic stress, finding ways to manage that becomes really, really important.
Okay. Yeah. So stress and sleep are a couple of the ways.
And sleep, and I'd say movement as well.
Yep.
So, you know, moving your body is really important. Not excessive exercise. So we're not talking about high intensity every day, because that can actually have a negative impact on your immune system.
Oh.
But definitely moving your body, and if possible, getting out and getting some sunshine. So some vitamin D. So vitamin D deficiency will put you at a higher risk. You'll become more susceptible to colds and flus and things as well. So
I just a question about that, actually, because quite often people who work in an office or whatever, or perhaps play too many video games or something, don't get enough vitamin D. Now, as someone in your position, a lot of people say, oh, just take some vitamin D supplements and things like that, rather than getting sun or eating certain foods and everything.
Yeah.
What would you say in regards to that?
Well, I would say, firstly, get your vitamin D levels checked, because if they are very low and you do struggle, you know, if you can't get out in the sun, especially this time of year, it's very, very difficult to get out and expose your skin to enough sunlight, then you are going to most likely need to supplement, at least in the short term, to bring those levels up. But obviously, when you can get out in the sun, that's going to be ideal. Probably not going to get a lot of vitamin D from food sources. Maybe egg yolks will have a little bit of vitamin D, little bit from mushrooms as well. So, but there's not a lot of foods that contain a lot of vitamin D, actually, because vitamin D is actually not a vitamin. There's a fun fact for you all.
Oh.
There you go.
So
it's
what is it?
A hormone, technically.
Oh, wow.
Yes. But yeah, it is really important. So if you're not sure what your levels are, go and have a chat with your doctor, especially if you're someone, like you say, who's at a high risk. So if you work indoors or just don't like going out in the sun, if you have darker skin, if you cover up all the time, if you're younger or older, you might be more likely to have a deficiency. So yeah, going to... get your vitamin D levels checked and make sure you're, you know, sitting at a good range would be a good thing to do, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Well, when we come back, we might chat a little bit more about some of the nutritional, I guess, supplements or ways that we can increase our immunity through food or through different other supplements and things. So don't go anywhere. You're here for Wellness Wednesdays on The Takeover with Kelly Kay, naturopath on Life FM.